Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you check that out. Having a great visit with our good friend Bev Flexington. Bev is, she is the human behavior coach. She is the author of a number of books, including Make Your Shift, which are available wherever books are sold. And is it TheHumanBehaviorCoach.com, Bev, is that right?
Yes, it is, Jim.
So check out your website, her website. Bev, thanks again for hanging out with us. So when we need to give other people feedback, when we need to talk to them about something that they might not want to hear, is that how do we do that? Because my feedback is somebody else's unsolicited advice, right?
It is, but oh goodness, this is one of my most favorite topics in business because, you know, you think about we have to let people know what they're doing right and what they're not doing right, but we hate conflict, most of us. If you, behaviorally, you know, if only 18% of the population is very strong on the D scale, the dominant scale, the conflict scale, that would leave 82% of us who would prefer to avoid conflict if we could. So I think one of the things with feedback, Jim, is instead of saying, you know, I've got to give that person some negative feedback, I've got to tell them what they're doing wrong, what you want to do is start to really catch the actions, where somebody is doing something the way you've asked them to, and it's right, and where somebody needs to make that shift, so that what you can do is say, Jim, you know, when I sat with you in that meeting the other day, you know, I appreciated a lot how you interacted with the client. There was one thing when they asked a question about our, you know, next year's business strategy, that you started to talk about what we were doing 5 years ago. Is there something that we need to do so next time you have more information about next year's strategy?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really kind of seeking to understand, number one, I'm being very specific, because what I see a lot of small business owners do and managers do and leaders do, the other option is, Jim, what the heck was going on in that meeting? What were you doing talking about what we've done 5 years
ago?
Are
you out of your mind?
Yeah, the guy asked about next year. What were you thinking?
So here's what you have to do, though, because that's got to come out, Bev. So you do that inside your head.
Yes.
You go ahead and get that off your chest or out of, inside your head. And then after you've got that off your chest, then you have the proper way of approaching it, like you said.
Well, I tell, you know, some of my people I work with that are disgruntled employees, you know, I tell them, look, you know, go home at night over a glass of wine at the kitchen table. You can call that boss every name in the book, but when you walk through
right.
the door,
right.
make sure that you're, you know, try to look for the positive and be as respectful as possible. So, yeah, I mean, we have to get the emotional piece out. That's human and that's legitimate, but you just have to be really careful about the venue in which you do it.
Can we talk about this same thing when giving this kind of feedback, as you say, to a millennial, to a Gen Y? Because that's different. If you're talking to somebody who's 50, you have to have a different approach than if you're talking to somebody who's 25. What do you think?
Well, you know, I'll say yes and no, and I do deal with this an awful lot. We have a whole trend in our industry. I work with a lot of financial advisors, and we call it the next-gen problem, which is that most of the advisors are 50s and 60s, and then
mm-hmm.
the next generation is the early 30s at best.
Right.
And so you are seeing a wide gap here, but I'll say that there is a commonality that I think is just the human commonality, which is that if you do go at somebody more trying to understand, you know, is there something I'm missing here? And lot of times you're not. A lot of times you have it right. But you want to go at with kind of an openness, an inquisitiveness, a curiosity that says, you know, this is what I was expecting from the job. This is what I'm seeing you doing. Is there some disconnect? Is there something you don't understand? Is there something else you need? So I am able to bring it up, but I'm doing it somewhat in the context of, you know, is there some help that I can give you? For a lot of people, and even for the millennials, we see that, you know, they'll respond to it saying, oh boy, you know, I guess I'm not doing what I'm supposed to. I probably do need to change
that, something. One of the experiences that I've had, though, Bev, is that sometimes when you bring it up, is, you know, and but you have to get to the point that they did something wrong. I mean, however you flavor it, you've got to get to the point that there's a deficiency here. There's a defect. There's a there's something that there's some behavior that has to be modified. And when you get to that point, sometimes my experience has been with millennials that that really upsets them. They don't like that. I mean, nobody likes it, but it's hard for them to take it. Have you run into that at all?
Well, you know, I'm going to say I have an interesting viewpoint because I teach college and I get mostly sophomores in my classes.
Oh, yeah.
So they're 19 and 20, and I'm teaching them leadership, Jim. So, you know, I'll say that in one sense, this is a generation, and especially a little older than them, where, you know, perhaps they didn't get the same kind of feedback that we did.
Right.
At the same time, I think that they're just more vocal about their displeasure. I think you're right about that. But I see it with the 50s and 60s, too, so they'll hear it from you, and they'll go off, and they can't stand you, but they're never going to say it to your face.
That is so funny. Hey, Bev, thanks again for being here. Good job today. TheHumanBehaviorCoach.com. That's how you find Bev, her books and all the things that she does. Hey, Bev, will you come back again real soon?
Oh, you know I will, Jim. Anytime you ask. Always a pleasure. You're doing great
Thanks,
work.
Thanks, Bev. I appreciate you. You too, Bev. Bev Flexington, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.